No, I've been doing a good job getting rest and recovery, getting a few massages in a week. And I'm just coach doing a good job at practice, not really putting the pads on us, letting us get our bodies back. And I think it's helped us tremendously on Sundays.
What's really been the key with the D-line and how well you guys have been playing despite all this injury?
I think we've just bought into this game. We're playing a little bit more sound football, you know, gap integrity. I want to allow our linebackers to make some plays.
How do you look at this Dallas team without Romo? Are they still dangerous? Are you going to guard against a letdown here?
Oh, not this team. I think that they have some great weapons, great receivers, you know. They're real talented at running back. The offensive line is a little bit up there in age, but they're still effective, and they have a good scheme.
The Jets talked a lot going into this game, as they do. They're a team with a lot of swagger, a lot of bravado, as everyone knows. Did you take that as an affront or as a challenge in any way going into the contest?
I didn't really take it anyway. You know, I mean, I don't tend to worry about what people are talking. I'm from the place where your film speaks a lot, volumes more than you can ever speak. And what they were saying and what I saw on film wasn't exactly measuring up. So I wasn't at all worried about how we would perform. I knew we would play up to our potential.
Can you talk about how many injuries this team has overcome, especially on defense? Because it seems like there have been so many.
I mean, I don't have to tell you. I mean, it's reported who's injured and who's not. But I think the guys that have stepped up have done a phenomenal job. You know, a lot of guys have been playing a lot more snaps than they would normally have been playing. And I think that hasn't really been a real big drop-off.
T.J., you're a center and right guard at Dallas. They're big people, too. Do you enjoy going against other big guys as opposed to normal guys? I mean, everybody's big, but, you know, like Davis, he's monstrous, and Durant's a big guy, too.
I mean, do I enjoy getting double-teamed by big guys? Probably not, you know, but it comes with the job, the line of work. And, yeah, like you said, Leonard's a big guy, and the center's pretty big, too. So it'll be a good challenge for me this week.
Dallas has won six. They've won so many close games. This is not a team that is capable of coming up here and beating you yet.
Definitely. I mean, like Coach was saying today, they're probably top 10 in every offensive category in the league, but their record doesn't display the production they have on offense. So, I mean, sometimes it's like that. You know, some of our coaches have experienced that. They've let us know what their mindset is coming into this game, and they're a little bit embarrassed about how they've been playing the last couple of weeks. So I'm sure they'll come in here and look for a good fight.